Good morning, ma'am. What is your name?
Vertel Maria Kelly.
Kelly, okay. If you would hold on one moment, we'll be ready to move forward with your hearing. And once again, just for the record, would you state your name and ABC number?
Vertel Maria Kelly, 323152.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly. You're appearing before our Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the rent allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 6th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes.
And on that form, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, ma'am.
Yes.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in the hearing today, and they are, to my left, your right, would be the Honorable Mr. Rudy Corrales, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Ms. Kelly and Mr. Turner, who both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so firm. Ms. Kelly?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. And I am going to read that allegation on your warrant. Once I read it, you can tell me whether it's true or false. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4201 North 35th Avenue, number 1327, Phoenix, Arizona, on about June 15, 2018, without the proper approval of your sound parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, that she was in a stranger from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Kelly, I move to find that she violated the terms of conditional supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, ma'am, we're preparing to go into phase two of the hearing. Phase two is a very important part of the hearing, and as much at the end of phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We're going to ask you to remain quiet at this point, and we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And Mr. Turner will offer us that information, and we'll be back to talk with you. Mr. Turner, sir.
Ms. Kelly was released from ABC custody on 4/23/2018 and arrested on 7/13/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. She was returned back to ABC custody on 7/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/14/2018 with 25 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG information noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2014, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. 2014, dangerous drug violation, Arizona unknown. She has a GV score of G1, V1.
Okay, thank you. So we're with Mr. Turner, and we are back with you, Ms. Kelly. Based on information that we have, we will release you approved to reside at 4201 North 35th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, and if you were to remain there, and then you move out on June 15, 2018, and then your whereabouts are unknown, that's with a stranger from supervision. Where did you go when you left that address on 35th Avenue, ma'am?
I went to go because I ran into my boyfriend, and I went to go with him, and I thought he was going to
supporting you, or do you know what happened?
And no, we don't go to that 2 days prior to me, surrendering to a cop. We had broke up. I had left him because all he was doing was just just trying to make me go backwards, and I didn't want to go back to my old life. I wanted, because when I first got out of prison, I was doing good in my UA. I was with my family. I had full family support. And he wasn't helping me and anything like that. I told him, I was like, if you love me, I was like, why ain't you helping me do better and accomplish what I need to accomplish? Why are you just holding me down and letting me go back to my old ways? And I don't want that no more.
When you say going back to your old ways, does that mean that you went back to using drugs or alcohol or something? What was going on when you say you went back to your old ways now?
I had started using about a week before my arrest, I had started using meth again, four times, and I didn't want it because I don't want that life no more. That's why one of the cops were going to run with that. I just felt frightened because I don't want that life no more. I had a chance to live with my family and be united and go yard selling and see pictures with my son and be with my brothers, and I liked it. I enjoyed it so much. And I was just like, I'm done, I don't want that no more. I just want to go back to where I started with my mom and just forget about everything and do what I got to do.
But is your family, are they happy with your boyfriend? Or did they get along with your boyfriend? How is that relationship with your family and your boyfriend?
No, my mom told me, if you're going to be with him, you're not going to use my address to parole. So that's why when my parole officer called to my mom, didn't know that I had been gone from that house because he's no good. And he's just no good. And my mom knows that, but I just, inside, I had so much okay, because I was like, well, I'm a pro, I want to help you do it. But it was he just wanted that, and I don't want that bad life no more. But no, my mom, she don't like him. Nobody in my family likes him.
How did you meet your boyfriend? How did you meet him?
This time that I got out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I had went to the store real quick, and I had ran into him at Circle K, because the whole time I was out, I hadn't seen him, and I wasn't looking for him or nothing. And then when my mom said, go get cigarettes, I went to go get cigarettes, and he was there, and then I just started, talking to him a little bit, and I told my mom, I go, Mom, I ran into him. And my mom goes, okay. She was okay. And I go, Mom, I want to go to the casino with him. She was okay because she was okay. And I went, and I went back home, and then my mom was like, okay. And then my mom was just because when we had went, to go eat, a couple days after the casino, I didn't come home. And I had to go to my classes, and I go, Mom, I'm going to my class. I know I'm on my way right now to the class. And my mom goes, okay. So I went to my class, and I didn't go back home. I just stayed with him.
It seemed to me that while you were out, you did have some employment, didn't you? To work?
Yes, I was working at Train. I was working at Train for one day, but I had to quit because when I called my parole officer to let her know that I had got a job and I needed to switch my classes, my parole officer Smith, she said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not switching your classes. She goes, you're going to have to switch your work rate, your work schedule. And I was like, well, I can't because that's the only shit that was hiring that day. She goes, it's not my problem, it's your responsibility. And I go, okay, cool. So then I quit my job to keep continuing my classes.
Okay, so you only work for one day there at the trip.
Yes.
Okay. And you said that you had used drugs about four times. Where did you get the drugs from? Was that your boyfriend giving them to you? You were buying them? How were you getting those drugs, man?
He gave them to me.
Oh, okay. Well, you were not strong enough to say no.
Yeah, at first I wasn't. The first week that I was with him, I wasn't getting high. And then all of a sudden, towards the end, I just said, I was like, my mom's mad. Shit, my mom's done with me right now. I was I let my little brother down. I let everybody down. And I knew that I had already messed up on my parole. And I knew that I was going to come back. And I just said, forget it. And then I was like, what am I doing? And that's when the cops pulled up. I just, everybody ran. And I did it. I said, I have a deal. See where it just brought me in.
Yeah, everybody left me. future plans, ma'am?
To just deal with my family and start off where it is off and forget about that guy. I'm so done with that guy. I can do way better than that. And just wait until God brings the right one into my life. Get a job, to go try to do something. But I go back to my old patterns because I don't want that. I'm done with that life.
So what kind of job would you be looking for once you're out, ma'am? We got to start off and you can do it, but you got to make up your own mind and you got to stay away from the wrong crowd, and that includes your boyfriend. I'm not telling you to stay away from him, but you got to stay away from people like that, and you got to make up your own mind to be successful. Otherwise, you're going to be getting older and you will begin to just do the same thing. You're still just a young lady now. I mean, you're what, man, 33 years of age at this point, something like that. So you're still young. The whole life is before you. You got to wake up and smell the roses, as they say, and get your life together. So we wish you the best, but at this time, I'm sure one of the board members might have some questions for you. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time. However, we're coming close to ending the hearing. This is your hearing. Therefore, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, ma'am?
Yeah, just to please give me that one more chance, and I'm done with it. I'm so done with this being in prison, being in jail. I'm done. I just want to go be with my family and just live a normal life and put all of this in my past, and I'm so done.
Okay, well. Thank you so very much. At this time, ma'am, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And stay on your phone, don't hang up. And so that you can listen and see what the board is going to have to say as it will make its determination. So now the board is in discussion.
Would you like to switch the camera?
Okay, gentlemen, I need to switch the camera. All right, distinguished gentleman there. Okay, so now you're back looking at the board and not looking at the Honorable Mr. Turner. So now you look at the rest of us. Okay, so at this time the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And the board is now in discussion. Ms. Kelly seems to be trying to get her life on track. Somehow she ended up going backwards after a while. She started out quite well. But somehow when she ended up with her friend, a male friend, and I guess the desire of her family, her mother, and brothers and so forth, things just started going backwards for her. She started to use drugs, methamphetamine, I think she said, and life just did not go right for her. I think that she has a chance to move forward in the future. But there's a one board member, we all speak independent of each other and we think independent of each other. I don't think she's quite there. I really think that would be in her best interest just to complete this term, and when she get out for the next month, then she'll be ready to put together a plan and to be successful and never to return to her again. But that's only the opinion of one board member. I'm prepared at this time to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore I will offer a motion to plan that Ms. Kelly violated the terms and conditions of the meeting and she used to work for. In addition, she used methamphetamine while she was out, and in addition to that, she did scams within 25 days, and she, with that being said, I'm probably going to move to work to a community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Perez, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Ms. Kelly, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out in less than a month on September the 14th, 2018. At that time, you'll have to report to a parole officer, but at that time, you do have to report to yourself, and I hope that you also report to your family and never get back as they enter then. We wish you the best, and this will end your hearing, and please bring the next person in to come before the board at this time. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you.
Yes,